Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging with your host, Steve Halpern. So I'll turn down my intro music. It gets me really started and excited. And this podcast is going to be about cancer prevention. You know, I have a personal interest in this, having lost my mom from so-called cured breast cancer when I was young, which actually then went to the brain and bone cancer. They didn't know all that much then with high-dose radiation. And that certainly got me interested in nutrition and nutrition prevention. And you know, the whole area of cancer treatment is so complicated, so many different types of cancers and tumors and genes that are involved and new therapies on immune therapy, taking out certain cells, getting supercharged and put them back in, and a lot of developments in cancer treatment. But let's talk about cancer prevention. That's really the heart of it. And new research really points to the cell batteries, what I've talked about in these podcasts. Every cell has lots and lots of mitochondria. Mitochondria produce energy. Dysfunctional mitochondria can produce lots of what we call oxidative stress. You know, think of little sparks coming out. You know, there's a toy and you'd push it and little sparks would shoot out. And think about that as the, mitochondria putting out uncontrolled oxidative stress. And then this oxidative stress can damage our DNA and also suppress certain cancer protection genes. Genes that control oxidative stress. This is not a super technical podcast. I'll leave that for a different podcast. But a search on, Google search on oxidative stress and cancer, mitochondria and cancer, and this will show up. I mean, the whole area of oxidative stress is exciting and extremely, extremely complicated. But prevention is not all that complicated. Our bodies were made to protect us, to detoxify, to repair, to clean out cell damage. And so I want to talk about the mitochondria protection and what I think are really valuable cancer protection strategies. Well, number one on the list is normal weight. Well, that's obvious that weight will be a risk factor for cardiovascular, but also diabetes. And diabetes is a risk factor not only for cardiovascular, but cancer. In fact, they found that elevated insulin levels can drive cancer cells. So you want to be able to control your blood sugar. Various nutrients can help. Cinnamon and berberine are very, very good. There's a whole list of sugar control nutrients. Any search on the web again will turn this up. So that's not that hard. Okay. Prickly pear is very, very good. Mulberry is excellent. And so there are lots of these. But the point is to give you the big picture and the motivation to not only control your blood sugar, but do cancer protection strategies every day. First on my list, of course, is sulforaphane, which goes back 40 years of research on killing cancer cells, turning on those antioxidant genes, helping kill cancer cells. And especially cancer stem cells. This is the really exciting part. And there are clinical trials that have been done on breast cancer and prostate cancer and pancreatic cancer that all show some benefit. In fact, there are even studies that show it might enhance the action of certain chemotherapies. But that's again into treatment. I'm really interested in the prevention. And sulforaphane can help protect the mitochondria, help clean out cellular junk. As I said in previous podcasts, most cruciferous vegetables don't have sufficient amount of glucoraphanin to make sulforaphane. So you have a choice. You can do broccoli sprouts, or you can do Vitalica plus the seed that was developed at for John Hopkins research. The other great preventive is green tea. Japanese women have some of the lowest risk of breast cancer. Even the men, low risk of prostate cancer. And there's a compound in really good green tea called ECGC, or catechins, which has some potent cancer protection action. So green tea, however you decide to take it, if you don't particularly want to take it, there are green tea extracts that you can do. Life Extension has a wonderful green tea that has been shown to have very low levels of fluoride contamination, which you see in a lot of green tea. And that's at talkingherbals.com. You can take a look at the green tea. Caffeinated, non-caffeinated. If you're very sensitive to caffeine, okay. But I think the caffeine actually has some benefit. It stimulates liver antioxidants and detoxification. So if you don't have a problem with caffeine, I actually prefer green tea with caffeine. The berries, believe it or not, the berries have been shown to have some interesting anti-cancer properties. Ellagic acid in raspberry and pomegranate and blueberries, raspberries. That whole family is very, very interesting research on cancer protection. It's one of the things I make sure every day I get some source of berries in. And probably there's a contribution to from the microbiome. In fact, one of my brilliant immune cancer doctors wrote a book on supporting immune therapy in cancer. And he talked about the role of a healthy microbiome in supporting cancer treatment, immune treatment. Well, certainly our own immune system is so important, and a healthy microbiome would be very proactive for cancer protection. We know taking a sufficient amount of fiber is primitive. People take in almost 100 grams of fiber a day. We don't even get close to that. Fiber has been very protective in issues of colon cancer risk. So you want a high fiber intake. Some studies on meat and colon cancer. I think the issue of meat, besides the way it's prepared, which is damaging to the cross-linking of protein when you high-temperature broil the meat, you want to sauté the meat if you're going to eat meat, and you don't want high-temperature cooking for your meat. The other issue is iron accumulation. Iron generates free radicals. It's a rusting agent. Good idea to get your blood, ferritin, stored iron checked, total iron binding capacity checked. Make sure you're not running high iron. Women seem to have a little less problem because of blood loss. Though I've seen in a recent patient, I've seen very, very high levels, almost 400, when I'd like to see 30 for ferritin levels. And my suggestion was to go donate blood. Because it's, like I said, high iron can be built to... High iron is stored. It's stored in our liver. It's stored in our tissue. You don't want high iron. Iodine. One of the suspected dietary factors in Japanese women low risk of breast cancer and male prostate cancer is iodine. Iodine coming from the seaweeds. And the Japanese eat lots and lots of different kinds of seaweed. And seaweed is extremely beneficial for breast health. And so that's a nice addition to your diet. Lots of seaweed. I also rotate personally some charcoal in to my diet every once in a while, pull out some toxins that might be damaging to my system. It's also my go-to whenever I travel because it'll certainly help with food poisoning. Turmeric and the curcumin from the turmeric has also been shown to have some beneficial anti-cancer properties. And the problem with turmeric is absorption. You want a product that's been tested for absorption. They're liposomal turmerics, that supposedly better absorbed. Mariva is one that you can see on Talking Herbals, and also Life Extension Foundation. Biocurcumin, a very active form of turmeric. So turmeric's also a great go-to. Some you might not have heard of, and something called quercetin. Quercetin is a flavonoid that's found in different foods, oranges and lemons, and certainly some in berries. And there's been some interesting reports on cancer protection from quercetin. It's a little bit hard to absorb, and there's a absorbable form of quercetin, a dehydroquercetin. Again, you can get from Talking Herbals, Life Extension Foundation, Talking Herbals quercetin. I really like that product. And that's a basic start. Now, hormonally, you want to normalize hormonal ratios. There are supplements such as indole 3-carbinol and DIM and flaxseed, all shown to help normalize estrogen ratios. So you have lots of good estrogen. Again, the sulforaphane has been shown to lower bad estrogen, and that's really great, lowering the bad estrogen. That's what you want. Exercise, of course. There have been lots and lots of studies on aerobic exercise and cancer protection, lower risk of cancer. I think the key is not to overdo the exercise unless you're really taking some really good antioxidants such as sulforaphane and post-exercise vitamin C. It's been shown actually if you take the vitamin C before exercise, you won't get the same stimulating effect from the Vitalica sulforaphane as you would if you didn't take the C. So it's a great idea to take the C after. So let's talk more again. Let's get back to mitochondria, supporting nutrients for the mitochondria, something called PPQQ. Pyroquinone. It's a tongue twister. And it's a vitamin-like nutrient that's been found to work like Q10 in the mitochondria, help protect against the oxidative stress. And again, when you do that, you're going to get some interesting cancer protection. Now, interestingly enough, there are some studies on MitoQ, the targeted Q10. That's the one with the electrical charge and cancer. And when I interviewed Michael Murphy, who was the co-discoverer of MitoQ, the MitoQ has an electrical charge, so it gets right to the center of the mitochondria. Very, very powerful. And I mentioned the cancer studies. He was familiar with it. But they still don't know exactly why, and it's probably because of the oxidative stress and the dysfunction of the mitochondria. Selenium, 200 micrograms of a good selenium, organic selenium, has also been shown to be protective. Now, let me just digress a second. There have been antioxidant cancer studies. The problem is, almost always they use single antioxidants or the wrong antioxidants. There was a prostate cancer study that showed a negative effect on vitamin E, and they used the wrong E. They used the alpha, and we know the alpha is not beneficial for the prostate, and they saw negative results. Tocotrienols is a family of antioxidant, of vitamin E antioxidant, and that's been protective against lipid peroxidation, which you don't want in prostate issues. So look carefully when you see these studies. Even the carotenoid study was supposed to increase lung cancer. And you look, and they were using a single nutrient, and it was on smokers. And I saw a recent study, B vitamins might increase cancer risk. Well, these were smokers, and the study was really flawed. I mean, when you see these studies that don't make any logical sense, they haven't been replicated, you really have to look in carefully. Like, who's behind it? Who's behind these headlines that flash? Whenever I see a really great pro-nutrient, pro-vitamin study, it almost never appears in mainstream media. When I see a negative study, oh, it's on the front page. And then you look further, and it doesn't hold up. So that's my digression about these. When you look at these antioxidants and whether they really, really work. When we talk about antioxidants, we talk about the family of antioxidants. Like I said, the sulforaphane, the flavonoids that occur in all sorts of berries and fruit, and apigean from apple, and great ingredients from the apple peel, the inside of the peel, and like I said, pomegranate. I mean, beets, we can go parsley. These all are wonderful. Okay, so you need to think of how can I lower excessive oxidative stress and control it or balance it? Because that's what it's really about. It's about balancing oxidative stress. You need oxidative stress for cell signaling, immune functioning. So it's not eliminating oxidative stress. It's balancing it with our antioxidant system. That's really the key. Even excessive emotional stress can raise oxidative stress. Excessive heat can raise levels of oxidative stress. We call that heat shock protein. So the idea is we try and balance our nutrient intake so we don't, we're not taking excessive calories in, we're not taking high-temperature cooked foods, we're not taking rancid fats and oils. Maybe not a good idea to be on a heavy meat diet. It's not, you know, it's not my recommendation. And taking nutrients like PQQ and carnosine and phenothiamine, these are, and MitoQ, these are very, very, very supportive, and orlipoic acid, very, very supportive of mitochondrial health. There's actually a product called Mitochondrial Energizer by Life Extension. Puts it all together rather than hunting around for individual supplements. Again, it's a talking herbals. You'll see it there. And that's a really great, really, really good supplement. Indirectly, you can't claim cancer protection on a bottle. Then it's considered a drug. But when you go to the source and you say, well, oxidative stress and damage to the mitochondria and dysfunction, so the cell's not cleaning out and the cell is not self-destructing, cell dysregulation and not having good cell repair, right? So that's really my take on cancer prevention. It's in our hands. We need to do the homework. I hope I've given you some valuable suggestions today. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. And I'll go into more detail on other cancer protection strategies in future podcasts. Thanks again for listening.